21st Street in Fort Smith with some news. Walmart may be backing out of Russia.
Yeah, you think it's cold here. I'm sure it's a lot colder in Russia, and Walmart made it even colder. They're backing out of there. They've been over there trying to expand in Russia and find somebody to buy, but they haven't been able to find anybody, so they're calling it quits for now, they say, and they're going to close their office up over there. You know, Walmart, most people don't realize 25% of their sales come from overseas. The United States market has been kind of saturated. They haven't had a lot of growth here in the United States, but they're expanding places like Brazil, China, and India, and lately they bought a big chain for $17 billion in South Africa. So they're really expanding overseas. And speaking of Walmart, a retailer, this may be a little bit of tidbit which I thought was interesting, most people may not know. The Great Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company, I'd be interested to hear how many people know of that company. It's best known as A&P. They're the ones who actually kind of Walmart modeled after almost years ago. This was a supermarket chain that expanded throughout the United States. Back in the 60s, they had 75% of the sales in the United States. They started back in the early 1800s, I think it was 1859, and ended up with over 20,000 stores across the United States. And, you know, the guys who started the supermarket theory. And anyway, they are filing for bankruptcy today. So it's kind of an icon there going underwater. We'll see what happens there. They may be able to stay afloat if they can get financing through the bankruptcy period, but who knows. And so far, year-to-date, I was reading some interesting statistics this morning. Year-to-date, the S&P is up 11.2%. The Dow's up 9.4%. So it's looking good, and the economy's looking better. And when the economy starts looking better, companies start raising dividends and start buying back shares, which we're starting to see. GE announced they're going to raise their dividend by 17%. Honeywell's going to raise their dividend by 10%. And then there's been over 170 companies that have announced they're going to start buying back their own stock off the New York Stock Exchange, which is way up from last year. Last year there was only 66 companies that announced that. But with all this spending and, you know, a lot of being infused by the government, the budget deficit, that is still not looking good. Last month we had a $150 billion budget deficit, and that's a 26th straight month this nation has spent more than they have brought in. So the markets may be looking better and the economy may be looking better, but a lot of it, or I'd say most of it, has to do with the government spending all the money. Now, the last thing I thought maybe we'd talk a little bit about, which is different today, is here we are December 13th, so it is middle of the year, and there's a lot of new tax laws coming about. Hopefully we'll get the tax laws passed today. They are set to vote on the Obama tax bill, or actually the Bush-era tax bill. Obama agreed with the Republicans to pass for two more years, which the Democrats do not like at all because it's adding to our budget deficit. But it sounds like it's going to be passed today. But there are some things that everyone needs to be aware of. You know, things like Social Security, those checks are not going to go up next year. And people who contribute to 401k and try to max that out, you're not going to be able to contribute more because the contribution limits go up by the inflation rate, and there's not enough inflation to make those go up. And the other things everyone needs to be aware of is that time of year to look at capital gains. If you have any capital gains in your account, try to find some losses to offset that. And this is the only year that you can convert an IRA to a Roth and extend those tax payments out for 2 years. Starting next year, you're going to have to pay all the taxes that you convert from IRA to a Roth in that 1 year. But this is the only year you can extend it out for 2 years. So those are a little end-of-the-year tax planning that everyone should look at.
Absolutely, and I know you, Mark, will be able to help them out with that. And one of the things that's come up with this bill that's hopefully, in some ways, I see it needed to be passed. It has a lot of things in there that will help Americans. But it also, and it sounds good, it eliminates for a year the payroll taxes. It cuts them anyway. But some people are saying that is going to cut the money going into Social Security. And so some of the Social Security people are concerned that that is going to be in trouble because of this.
Oh, yes. Well, unfortunately, you know, our government is looking at here and now, and they're not looking down the road. And we're just piling on our debt in many different ways, the national debt and our Social Security debt and our Medicaid. So one of these years, we're going to have to deal with it. It's just they don't want to deal with it for now.
Well, around Fort Smith over the weekend, there were plenty of people driving around and shopping, and that's good news. The streets are full of people.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Matter of fact, consumer confidence came out over the weekend, and consumer confidence is up. It's looking very good. Consumers are feeling better about themselves. They're feeling like the job they have, they're not going to lose it, which is very, very good. It's just we're still not seeing hiring. You know, unemployment's at 9.8%, but the people who do have jobs feel like they're stable now.
That's Mark Myers. Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome. Take care.
Mark Myers at Stern, AG & Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You could call Mark at 479-782-2527, or his compatriot John Taylor, of course. And they're available on the Internet at mmyers@sternag.com or John Taylor at sternag.com.